got the mailman blues, just waiting for the news that my daddy's coming home.
When people think about hunger strikes, you know, they think about Gandhi, who was striking on behalf of the untouchables, Nelson Mandela, who was striking for better prison conditions on Robben Island. Where does your hunger strike match up in the pantheon of hunger strikes?
To symbolically show that the Postal Service is being starved in the way that we're being starved. $15 million a day is what the Postal Service is being starved from because Congress is not acting.
Since 2006 to 2011, total mail volume is down 21%. There have been net losses of $20 billion, and about 140,000 employees have gone. Isn't this what has to happen? I mean, there's less mail being delivered. There's got to be fewer people delivering the mail.
Well, the problem is not the mail volume going down. The problem is not the internet. The problem is not even a private competition. The problem is a pre-funding mandate that Congress imposed in 2006 that the Postal Service pre-fund retiree health benefits 75 years in advance.
Labor is 80% of Postal Service costs. At UPS, it's 53%. At FedEx, it's 32%. Is the Postal Service paying too much in labor costs?
They are not. As a matter of fact, you're going to get a lot of various numbers out there. The point that we want to make to the American public is that whether you're looking at labor costs, six-day delivery, or any other factor, they are all irrelevant compared to the pre-funding mandate.
How do you change a business model? I mean, you have, however else you want to talk about it, you've got declining volume.
Yeah.
So how do you change a structure to accommodate that?
As far as Saturday delivery goes, the Postal Service needs to continue to deliver on Saturday, because if they don't, private competition will jump in and that'll diminish its volume further. What you do is you look for bills in Congress that promote marketing flexibility for the Postal Service, that give it a chance to try some new ideas, maybe set up a national savings bank, a system where the letter carriers and the different delivery personnel could check on elderly people. The Postal Service could be involved with Homeland Security.
What's the first thing that you're going to eat when you end the hunger strike?
Probably for me, a Cobb salad.
Justice.
Soup.
Any particular kind of, like a broth or a gumbo?
Whatever's on sale.
An apple.
Thank you again, guys. Thanks very much.